Brian.
And we are back after a week break. We were on spring break last week, and we're back. We got another great show for you. We got some really good songs. We don't have a theme this week. We're just kind of going winging old school it. And yeah, winging it as we usually do. But you know,
actually, we never winged it. We're trained professionals. We've had a grand total of 20 minutes of training. Between me and Matt, we're the only ones who are technically certified to be running the station. And when I mean certified, I mean not really. It's kind of, we signed a contract and that's about it.
Yeah, anyways, we're back this week. Our first song is from a band called The Killers. You probably know their song, Mr. Brightside, but that's not what we're playing today. We're playing Somebody Told Me.
We're back. What do we have next?
Let's see. Brian, what do we have next? You pick. Let's
see. Just make sure I have it written down.
Let's go with Game Show by
Two Door Cinema Club. All right.
Thank you.
And we are back. That was Game Show by Two Door Cinema Club from their album entitled Game Show. Let's see. What do we have next? Next, we have a song that came out while we were on break. It came out, I think, on Friday. It's a song by one of my favorite bands, Weezer. It's a new single. It's called Feels Like Summer, which, you know, we just had like a blizzard here last week, so it doesn't necessarily feel like summer, but... You know,
we're starting to thaw out. Yeah, you know, you can see grass.
Yeah, we can pretend, and hopefully this song will bring on the summer a little bit faster. So this is Feels Like Summer by Weezer.
All right. We have a PSA up, and it will be read by somebody pointed at Matt. Brian! Oh, no, Sydney wants it.
Do you want it, Sydney?
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm new, so if this is Control-Alt-Delete, I'm the tab button, because it's not really necessary, but it's kind of nice to have. So how do I do this? Do I just read this?
Yeah.
So some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your community. To support them, challenge them, and push them a little. and do whatever it takes to make it to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to bootsup.org. That's BOOST UP.org. That's boostup.org. I apologize. And sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Again, go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. This is a message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Excellent work. Excellent work. For a first time, that was actually really well done.
Yeah, that was a great job.
All right, what do we have next?
Let's see.
You think we could figure this out in between songs while we're just sitting around looking that, pretty?
One would think, but apparently not. Let's go with a song. Brian's going to say it because it's a song.
Yeah, so this is one I picked. It's a Coldplay song. It's called Charlie Brown. So Charlie Brown by Coldplay.
Thank you. we're back.
All right, so that was Charlie Brown by Coldplay. Next up, we have a song by Panic at the Disco, probably our most played band on the show.
That's pretty much guaranteed. That is, we play that the most.
If you listen to Control or Delete every week, you get a Panic song a week, which there's nothing wrong with that. This is from their album Pretty Odd. The song is called Behind the Sea. Something different about this song versus many of the other songs, their lead vocalist, Brendan Urie, sings on, I would assume, every other song by them. But this song, he does backup vocals, and the lead singer is actually Ryan Ross, who is their guitarist. But he sings on this one, so it makes it interesting. So this is Behind the Sea by Panic at the Disco. And we are back. So that was Behind the Sea by Panic at the Disco. What do we have next, Ben?
Let's go with Crazy from Gnarls Barkley.
All right. And when you're out there
but since I was little, it looked like fun. If there's no coincidence, I've come, and I can die when I'm done. But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy.
And we're back. Time for another PSA. Now, I'm going to make Matt pick one right now. He doesn't know that this is happening.
I don't know this is happening.
There you go. Boy. Pick one. Pick one.
All right, let's go. Same ones.
Yeah.
This is not a PSA, so I don't know what that is.
It is...
do this one. All right.
Let's an email. To the Raymer History House.
For those of you who listen every week, if, you know...
It does exist.
No,
we listen every week. Take that.
That's true. We apologize for reading the same PSAs every week, but they're about the only ones that we have. So, yeah, so here it is. So this one is about stroke awareness. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, excuse me, and the Ad Council.
Excellent, excellent work. What do we have next?
Let's see. Next, we have a song by a band called Bastille. Little fun fact about the band Bastille. Their lead singer name is Dan Smith. His birthday is July 14th, which is Bastille Day. So that's where the name of the band comes from. Anyways, this song is called The Silence.
we're back. We were not prepared for that one.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, you're bad, sir. What do we have next?
Let's see.
Oh, we have to announce what that was. That was I'll Be All Right from Passion Pit. All right, continue.
Okay. Let's see. Next, we have this one's been on there for a while. So let's play this. It is Patience Gets Us Nowhere Fast by Capital Cities. Yeah, so that was Patience Gets Us Nowhere Fast by Capital Cities. What do we have next, Brian?
Next, we have my favorite band of all time, and probably the best band of all time, The Beatles. Hello, Goodbye. Oh, and quick, let me give a shout out to my parents, my mom, my dad listening. They are loyal listeners, and I very much appreciate that. So we have Hello, Goodbye by The Beatles.
We're back. Is it? This isn't my line. This is your job.
All right. All right. So our next song is by Jason Mraz, and
Avocado Farmer.
That
was my line.
Apparently, he's an avocado farmer as well. And the song is called "The Remedy," or "I Won't Worry."
On the surface it stinks. I said something on the surface. Well, it kinda makes me nervous. So say that you deserve this. And what kind of God would serve this? We will cure this dirty old disease. Well, if you got the poison, I've got the remedy. The remedy is the experience. This is a dangerous liaison. I says the comedy is that it's serious. This is a strange enough new play on words. I said the tragedy is how you're gonna spend the rest of your nights with the light on. So shine the light on all of your friends. It all amounts to nothing in the end. This the unavoidable kiss with a minty fresh death breath assured to outlast this catastrophe. Dance with me, cause if you got the poison, I've got the remedy. The remedy is the experience. This is a dangerous liaison. I says the comedy is that it's serious. This is a strange enough new play on words. I said the tragedy is how you're gonna spend the rest of your nights with the light on. So shine the light on all of your friends when it all amounts to nothing. When
So that was The Remedy, I Won't Worry by Jason Mraz. Unfortunately, that was our last song of the night. We hope you enjoyed the music that we played. If you have any song suggestions for next week, reach out to one of us and let us know. But for now, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are Control-Alt-Delete. I'm Matt.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Control-Alt-Delete, logging off.